At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Houshmandzadeh for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington.
F Tom Brady. You know what? I take it back.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
All right, we're in hour two, everybody. This is Up on Game. TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress, LeVar Arrington. You can check us out on the Twitter at Plaxico Burress, Fox Sports Radio, Hush84, and LeVar Arrington. All right, listen, if you missed anything in hour one, that's okay. You can go back, search Up on Game, wherever it is that you get your podcast, and bam, there it is. Hour one will be up there for you. You can also search Up on Game Presents for extended content that we create. It's culture driven. You'd like it, so go check it out. All right, we got a lot to get to. We'll talk basketball, obviously. Ken Boston force a game seven. That'll be tonight. We'll talk about LeBron mentioning possibly retiring. We'll touch on those things. All right, but first, I gotta say, it's interesting because, and bringing up LeBron James, there was a war of words that took place a few days ago, and it included the Hall of Fame great and big time media personality Shannon Sharp, and what we'll say, the former first number one overall draft pick in the NBA at one point, Kwame Brown, who has had some very, very interesting takes that has thrusted him into a viral sensation of takes on certain situations. They had a war of words, guys, and here's what Shannon Sharp had to say that got Kwame Brown in a lather, we'll say.
Kwame, of all the people, he should never, ever question anybody's greatness. Because this is what we know. If there's a Mount Rushmore for bust in the NBA history, whether he's the first head, the second head, the third, or the fourth, he's on Mount Rushmore of bust NBA players. There's no question. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to question a guy that's, whether you say he's first, second, he's top five of the greatest players to ever play.
All right. That was Shannon Sharp going after Kwame Brown. Well, Kwame didn't take too well to what he had to say, and here was And prepare for a couple beats, bleeps. We know this is a family show, so you know, just put it in context and just tell your son or daughter, your child, that you know, well, this young man was a little upset. Here's Kwame Brown's response.
Go find you a wife, big tongue dummy. What you do in your spare time when you're not on First Take? Yeah, I fight over LeBron. Anybody who talk about LeBron, I fight over LeBron. I'm on Twitter with it. I'm on the side of the court with it. That's what I do. That's a hobby of mine. I fight over LeBron. Sweet, sensitive ass.
There was a whole lot more to it, but
I did not hear. That's the first time
PG-13, I heard that. I'm assuming.
Oh,
I'm
my assuming. Gosh. Hey, let me tell you something. I can't get over thick tongue dummy and the way he said it. I mean, it got a little personal. It's now gone beyond the realm of sports. God. But just give me y'all, you know, what's y'all's take on you know, when these things happen?
What things? What are we talking about? Well, we all know that Shannon Sharp is going to defend LeBron James at all costs. We understand that he's a super fan of LeBron James and everything that he does. Shannon Sharp is going to be there to have his back. But I'm thinking that this is the first time I heard that bickering between the two. I'm kind of thinking that it has to go back to the game four. I remember this vividly the other day. LeBron James has the ball at the top of the key, and Jokic is guarding him with like 33 seconds on the clock, I believe. And LeBron, he has to take that shot. And that's one of the things that has been with LeBron throughout his career is that, listen, he's the greatest scorer of all time in this game. We know that. One of the top five greatest players to ever play. But he has to take that shot to maybe get a rebound, offensive rebound, and maybe even make the three, and they go up one with 34 seconds left in the game. But LeBron is always going to make the right basketball play. I thought that he needed to be a little bit more selfish in that moment. Being in the spot that they were in, down 3-0, the season's on the line, and he passes the ball away. And I think that kind of rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Like, yo, man, what are you doing? You're the greatest scorer in this game. No, you take that shot in that instance to help maybe make the shot go up one, or maybe somebody can get an offensive rebound and you tie the score up. And that's one of the things that I remember. So I would assume that those two guys are going back and forth about that play or whatever maybe happened. And we're talking about
– that was the play.
Yeah, Shannon Sharp and Kwame. Listen, everybody knows the guy's a bust, but he doesn't have to attack him in that fashion on national television. I mean, come on, man. The man has a voice. He can have an opinion on what, you know, he thought the play should have been made. I mean, he was the number one overall pick too, and his career didn't pan out as well as everybody thought it was. So, with that being said. Listen, Kwame has a voice, but man, dude, what I just heard—that was the first time I heard that. It really was.
Okay.
Now, I'm with Plax on that. It's first time I heard it. We know Shannon Sharp is a huge LeBron James fan. Like Plax said, he gonna defend him to the end.
Is it too much? I mean, like some of the things that Kwame said,
there's some validation to it.
If you're a media personality of the caliber, okay.
But that's who he is to me. If you show me who you are, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Just like Skip's a Cowboys guy.
Maybe you guys are gonna disagree with what I'm about to say about this.
Uh-oh.
I don't know anybody that plays 12 years that's a bust. Kwame Brown wasn't a bust.
I'm with you there.
He's not a bust.
I'm with you
there. He played 12 years in the NBA. When you're a bust is when you play 2 or 3 years and you gone. That's
like a
bust.
Jamarcus Russell. That's a bust.
This dude played 12 years in the NBA.
Greg Oden. That's a bust.
He didn't have the type of career that was expected of him because he was the number one pick.
Right.
But to call him a bust, he is not that. He just didn't have the type of career a number one pick is expected to have. So I just wanted to put that out there. At least in my eyes, Kwame Brown ain't a bust. You don't play 12 years as a professional and you're a bust. He just wasn't the type of player many expected him to be. The beef is Kwame doesn't like the way that Shannon Sharpe defends LeBron. I don't have a problem with what Shannon Sharpe does either, because he has shown us that he's a huge fan of LeBron, and yes, he will defend him. But I've also seen him criticize LeBron to a certain degree. He needs to be better. He needs to do this better, that, so forth and so on.
Come on.
You haven't seen that? When LeBron didn't have a good game.
But for all those times that he may do that, like, it is so understood that he.
Right. Of course.
Kwame said that man was ready to fight Ja Morant's dad and the entire.
Oh, he said that?
And he said that. Yes. He said, man, you talking about a dude that was ready to fight Ja Morant. He said, Ja Morant carrying a gun. Not because he just carried a gun, he carried it for Shannon Sharpe's ass.
Oh, so see, I didn't.
Oh, there was a lot more audio to it, man. There
see, now you're going to have me more, look this up and see the whole story of what's going on.
In reference to Shannon Sharpe, I don't recall him being this much of a super fan of LeBron James when he was in Cleveland and in Miami.
He was not. It was LA.
Or is he just a Laker fan, and now that LeBron is on the team, he's taking more of a liking to LeBron James because he's a Laker fan. I don't remember him being this vocal about LeBron when he was in Miami.
I don't. But he wasn't on TV when he.
Yeah,
was in
he
Miami.
Wasn't around. And by the way, Kwame brought that up too as to why he wasn't on TV. Apparently, he brought up the elevator setup situation when Kwame. I will say this: he said a lot of ignorant things in terms of the language that he used. But in terms of the
content,
some
validity, you saying?
He put some homework in. I'll say that. Somebody was feeding him the information that he needed, where they gave him some real silver bullets, and he put them bullets in the chamber and was letting them go, is what I'll say.
So you're telling me that Shannon Sharpe was not on TV when LeBron James was playing for the Miami Heat?
I don't believe. Maybe at CBS, but not in the debate format like he is now with Undisputed. No.
I think he's been on there for quite some time.
Nah, not when he was
off. He was off for a while, though.
Yeah, when
it was based off of
yes, yeah, he
was based off of an elevator.
So he's basically a Laker fan turned LeBron super fan.
Well, he's always been a LeBron fan, but he took it to, you know, again, as TJ said, he took it to the show that he's on now. He's become such a media sensation. Everyone listens and pays attention to what he's saying. And now people are hearing it and realizing the extent of the type of fan
to where he's willing to go to defend fight. LeBron.
And I mean, over anything and everything. He was ready to fight the whole Memphis Grizzlies team and Ja Morant's daddy. Like, let's go. Let's go. Like, let's have it. Over LeBron.
And some Balenciagas.
I got to be
hey,
honest.
Man, everybody if I'm, need a friend like Shannon Sharpe, man.
Hey,
everybody
no doubt about it.
Like
no,
Sharpe.
All I'm going to say is, as media personalities, I have players that I'm fans of. Everybody knows I'm a Micah Parsons fan. Everybody knows that. But one thing I will never do is sacrifice the integrity of the job that I do. Because that's what we're here for.
I don't think you can. He's such a good player. It's almost impossible. And could it be the same thing with Shannon defense of LeBron?
No, because it goes outside of the realm of balance and sensibility. That to me is where it goes. Like, it's just too much. It's too much. And that might be considered to be an opinion, but it's just too – once it gets to the point of where it's all about LeBron with Shannon.
Right.
And it's all about Dallas with the other one. Like, it's just
too much. Will LeBron James defend Shannon Sharpe the way he defends him when they asking LeBron, who is the best tight end of all time? Who do you think? Is he going to say Shannon Sharpe?
Oh, that would be an interesting question. That would be an interesting question. I think Shannon Sharp is the greatest tight end of all time. Now, I will say Tony Gonzalez is a dope tight end.
I think when it's all said and done, Gator, that will be Travis Kelce, no question, ands, or buts about it.
But think about this, though.
When it's all said and done.
When it's all said and done, and you look at what Travis Kelce's doing, you know who was the original doing those things? A receiving tight end that could block, but didn't have to be a devastating blocker. Was
so
a great
much
route
bigger
runner
than Shannon, man. Like
Antonio Gates.
Antonio Gates
so
should be in
bigger,
the conversation.
Bro.
Yeah, but
absolutely
Shannon Sharp. Shannon
Kelce
Sharp
is legit
was
6'5", bro. Kelce's
Shannon
big.
Sharp is the originator of the receiving tight end. Done. Like, you could possibly throw Kellen Winslow Sr. in there, and that would be a great debate. But Shannon Sharp, to me, is the greatest receiving tight end outside of the most complete tight end. The most complete, greatest tight end to me is Gronkowski, hands down. Gronkowski is the greatest all-around tight end to have ever played the game, to me. Now, wherever we
all
want
around,
to put everybody, all around, all around, all around,
okay,
all around. Now, receiving tight end, I'm going with Shannon. I'm going with Shannon. And that's what makes it hard to have these type of debates, because Shannon Sharp is so legendary in what it is that he did. He shouldn't be that big of a fanboy of another player in our current leagues of any
there
league.
There you go.
Of any
there
league. He's too high a status to be that type of dude on air where it's become that's his identity. Like, who's going to identify Shannon Sharp as a tight end or played a Super Bowl champ? Everybody identifies Shannon Sharp as a LeBron James fan.
I mean, Undisputed has
super
given
fan
him a platform to be so much more than I bet he ever imagined he could be when he became a part of that show.
All right. Well,
speaking of Shannon.
Yeah, right. We're going to keep it. I mean, he is the show. I mean, let's be clear. I mean, he's the reason why the show works. Can the Boston Celtics force a game 7? We're going to touch on that. This is Up On Game. Hope you're enjoying the show. We'll be right back in a second.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
All right, welcome back in. What's up on gang? We're live from the TireRack.com studio. That's right, TJ Hushman's out of Plexico Burress. I'm LeVar Arrington. In moments, we will discuss some more of LeBron James, but more focused on LeBron James and his comments after their swept loss to the Denver Nuggets. We'll get into that in moments. But first, let's talk about and preview what's going on in this Eastern Conference Finals. It looked as though the Heat had knocked the fight clean, or as the OGs would say, smooth out of the Boston Celtics. Lo and behold, the Boston Celtics have shown a chin, have gotten up off of the canvas, took the 8 count, and came out swinging. Now, they have forced a game 6. It's in Boston. Some would say, if Boston is able to win this game tonight, that it could be the game that decides.
It's in Miami, right? It's in Miami.
Is it in Miami? And then the last game would be in Boston.
Right. Yes, it's in Miami.
My apologies. So if they don't end it in Miami and it makes it back to Boston for game 7, that this is the end of the road for what looked like a Heat kind of cruising into the finals series. What are you guys looking for tonight? What do you think the keys are for the teams to win?
Your best players got to play like your best players. If I'm gonna just say this before I even keep going, I like Boston to come back and win this series. It's never been done, but it's the first time for everything. Tatum has been playing well. Robert Williams is getting more time on the court, which I believe has helped Boston. He wasn't playing early in the series. Grant Williams wasn't playing. He's playing a little more. I just feel like Boston has a ton of confidence. And I know Jimmy Butler came out and said, oh, don't worry about it. We're going to go back to Miami. We're going to win the game. We're going to handle business. I don't know, man, if Boston will – obviously they haven't. They're not just letting Jimmy Butler single-handedly beat them. But when you look at it, you say Jimmy Butler's getting a lot of guys that are – Caleb Barton is playing extremely well. Gabe Vincent, who I would expect to play tonight, has played extremely well. Duncan Robinson's played well. Max Strus has played well. So he's got a lot of guys that are playing well. But at the end of the day, I believe the Boston Celtics overall are a better team. Once they won game 4, I said, oh, they're going to come back and win this series. And I still believe that to be the case. I believe the Boston Celtics will win this for sure if Miami doesn't win tonight. Boston's winning game 7. But I like Boston to come back and do something that's never been done before.
Man, the Miami Heat are on the verge of basically just like you said, TJ, accomplishing something that's never been done. Up 3-0 and lose this series. If the Miami Heat do not win this basketball game tonight, they're going to go to Boston and get beat by 20 for game 7. And it just looked like to me the last game 5, that the Miami Heat just didn't play with that energy and that passion that you need to close a series out. And I kind of thought that once they got down 15-20, they were basically saying, listen, we're looking forward to game 6, beating these guys at home, and we are going to compete this series and wrap and finish this series up. But, man, every time that I count Jason Tatum out, that game, I believe it was game 3 or game 4 that he had in Philly where he went like 0 for 10, 0 for 11, and he scored like 13 points in the fourth quarter. Every time I say that this young man is not ready for the moment and he doesn't deliver, he steps up and delivers when his team needs him the most. And that's what makes him a superstar. And the first three games, Jaylen Brown just wasn't putting the ball in the basket. He wasn't performing to his ability. And in the last game, he shot game five, he shot the ball better, knocked down some threes. And I think what has helped Boston Celtics get back in this series is that Grant Williams is getting less minutes. And now Derek White is playing more, and he is the X factor for this Boston Celtics
team. Derek White has been playing very well. Whose minutes have suffered, Plex? It's Brogdon.
Yeah, Brogdon hasn't played.
He's the one now that's not getting the minutes.
And he's the sixth man of the year, so he hasn't really performed up to his ability also. But Derek White – and he's getting 15, 20 points a game. I think he's going to be, you know, that X factor for the Boston Celtics moving forward. But listen, man, the Miami Heat do not close this game out. I don't know the severity of Gabe Vincent's injury, but he's going to play tonight if he's questionable. Oh, yeah. Because they have to close this series out, man. If they lose this series up 3-0, man, it is going to be a long offseason for the Miami Heat when they were just on the verge of sweeping this basketball team. And now you go to Boston in game five, you lose by 20 plus points, and now you're on the way to Miami for game six. And I was just basically saying this series is over. Miami Heat are going to close these guys out. And I'm not sure that the Miami Heat can win this game tonight. If Jason Tatum comes out and plays the way that he played in Game 5, the Miami Heat are going to be in trouble.
There's been so much credit given to Eric Spoelstra for the job he has done as the head coach of
the Heat. Best coach in the NBA.
And very, very – I was about to say – and very, very warranted. And we were having – there were discussions, whispers, murmurs, whatever there would be, that Mazzulla would be possibly facing being fired if they got swept. And now we're having a conversation about the Celtics roaring back to possibly be able to take the series. And the one criticism that so many people and experts were making, pundits were making about the game, was that Mazzulla wasn't making the adjustments that were needed and necessary during the course of those early games in the series. Maybe he should have called a timeout here and there. Maybe he should have made a different adjustment defensively. Maybe it should have been personnel moves that took place that didn't seemingly were taking place out there. And now all of a sudden it seems as though they've got their footing. They figured out what they need to do defensively, which is, to me, you got to smother Jimmy Butler. You got to make sure Jimmy Butler is not the guy that beats you for Miami. And they seemingly they've shot better, obviously. I do say in looking at the coaching and giving Mazzulla his props on getting this team prepared, as he took the rap and said he wasn't doing a great job of getting them prepared to play, I thought that was pretty dope that he jumped out there and took the bullet for a team, because they were shooting like some trash.
They was calling for his head after that game three. And I don't really believe – I mean, it has something to do with Mazzulla. They say he's not making the adjustments. But I think what hurt the Boston Celtics the most is that Jaylen Brown was like 3-for-23 in the fourth quarter of games, Mazzulla, 2 and 3. So when you have an all-star player not playing up to an all-star caliber, only having 6 points in the last two games of a fourth quarter, I mean, listen, that will hurt any basketball team. But the fact that he was able to rebound in game five and contribute to the offense, I think that's one of the things that helped Boston the most, and Derek White. But he has to come out and play that kind of basketball game tonight. And in the game seven, he just has to be more consistent of an all-star basketball player in which he showed in the first three games.
Let's make sure, though, if Mazzulla can take all the blame and fall on the sword, let's make sure he gets his credit now if they do come back. Because we can't just give it to the players if Mazzulla was going to take all the blame for them getting swept or possibly being swept and things that, like, Brogdon is out with a tendon tear in his arm. That sucks for him, but that may make things easier for the coach. Now he can get, like Plex spoke of earlier, Derek White will get more minutes now, and he's playing extremely well. And so if he was willing to fall on the sword, hey, we're not prepared enough. Let's make sure he gets his credit, because it can't be all coach when you lose and all player when you win.
But you just can't make me believe, as a guy that has played a professional sport and other professional sports and players, that a head coach of any professional team can step up to the mic and say, I didn't have my guys ready to play. Listen, he took the blame for it. From a standpoint of going out and competing,
dumb players was,
in a national basketball association in a playoff series, that should never be the case.
Correct.
They should always be ready to play.
100%.
But if you're a player on that team, now you need to go out and actually give more effort and play harder to support a coach that jumped on the sword for you, knowing that y'all just went out there and stunk it up, and you made a personal decision to go out on the floor and not have high energy.
Well, I'll say this. I think it has been coaching. I think the Celtics have largely in part been too inconsistent to allow the blame to be placed on the head coach, inconsistent in how they were shooting, inconsistent in the level of which the intensity, as you guys both mentioned, in their play. Now that they seem to have figured out what the personality that they need, the approach that they need coming into these games, it does look like history can be made, but at the same time, I don't know that history can be made. I just think that it is a tremendously. I just think that it is a tremendous. It sure can, and chickens could fly and pigs can too. At some point, I guess it's all possible.
And roosters can lay eggs.
There you go. I don't know, man, but I will say this: winning four games straight, and even though we saw two sweeps just take place, I still think when you get into a seven-game series, and in the series where the team gets up 3-0 on a team, I think that is a daunting task to be able to put four games consecutively together to win it.
If they can put three bad ones together, why can't they put four good ones?
I don't know. I don't know. It's possible. Just history.
You know why? Because it's never been done.
Ones.
But yeah, eventually it will be done. Why not us? That's what the Celtics are thinking. Why not us?
And the Denver Nuggets are ready to learn who they're going to be playing in the NBA Finals. They're ready.
I will never root for the Denver Nuggets ever again.
Wow. Never? That's a strong word.
Ever. Ever.
Never?
Ever. Never, ever, ever.
Put some respect on them guys, man. Just because they swept your legs.
I didn't say I didn't respect them. I just said I would never root for them ever. I don't care who they play.
Man, speaking of.
I'm going for them.
Speaking of putting some respect on
Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm going for the
Steelers.
Dang.
Straight up.
Dang. It's so real. It's just so real out here right now. You just said you was going to root for the Steelers, TJ?
Yeah.
Googler, Moogler.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I mean, that is how you got your nickname, TJ, Who's Your Mama. You know what I mean? Like, that was Pittsburgh that gave you that nickname.
Oh, man.
I just didn't realize that TJ was such an intricate part of turning that game into its fierce a rivalry that it turned into. I mean, shots out
Bill
to TJ.
Bill Cowher. I guess that was his getting his guys motivated.
He disrespected the terrible towel.
Man, I paid $100 for that towel.
It was never the same after that.
I paid $100 for that towel.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Ramon Laureano. And that is the ball game. Ryan Pressly strikes out the side in the ninth to punctuate a 5-2 victory for the Astros in Oakland.
All righty, that was the Astros' final call for the play of the day, Astros Radio Network. Yeah, welcome back to Up On Game. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And that was our progressive play of the day, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Bo, did we get any calls? Did anybody call?
Not yet.
Nobody's called in. All right, we will continue this throughout our shows all the way up until training camp. We are going to find someone that was associated with what took place in that elevator that fateful day where a terrible towel, I mean, to be from Pittsburgh, maybe we might not uncover this. Maybe somebody might, they might not be willing to
come forward.
They might not come forward on that. That's kind of a pretty big deal.
The towel is $20, so they made $80 profit. I'm sure they went and bought another one. Why wouldn't they?
And they was able to sell it to T.J. Hushmanzada, and they can say that was the towel that started the rivalry.
If my memory serves me correctly, this incident happened in Cincinnati, right?
Nah, it was in Pittsburgh.
It was in Pittsburgh. He sat down on
Chad
the ground.
Me and Chad got on the elevator, bro, and I was like, let me buy you a terrible towel, $20. He told me no. I said, I'll
elevator where? At the hotel?
At the hotel. We were getting ready to leave the hotel and get on the bus to go to Pittsburgh.
What hotel was it? Do you remember?
It was that older hotel. Big. I don't know the name of it.
Probably the William Penn.
The William Penn, probably.
The old one. And so I go out.
There's a few of those.
I got
in
it. I'm wearing it as a streamer during the game. And Marvin saw it. And he took it from me. Like, what are you doing, TJ? I'm like, here you go. this pregame. So then he wasn't looking. He had it in his pocket. I ran up and took it from him. And I gave it to Hugh Jackson. So I was walking off the field, and I saw Hugh. Well, the game had just ended. We were getting ready to walk off the field. And I saw it kind of peeking out of Hugh's back pocket. So I went up and grabbed it out of Hugh's pocket, and I was running off the field, swinging it in the air like the Steeler fans do. And then something just came over me, and I got close to the entrance, and I was like, man, let me just shine my shoes with this towel.
And I just sat down and shined them. Didn't take a knee or anything like that. You sat down.
Yeah,
and shined your shoes with the terrible towel.
I did do that. We won that game, though, man. We won that game and lost in the playoffs, man. Damn.
That's what Cincy was doing back then. I don't know why y'all was doing that. Like, Marv was like Doc Rivers, man.
We were good, too, man. We had so much damn talent, man. We just blew it.
That's crazy how much talent y'all had on that team, man. On everything.
It was just so many things going on, bro. Like, I mean, it was nobody doing things that we were doing outside of football, bro. I guarantee no other team was getting away with some of the things our guys was getting away with. They lucky social – if social media was out back then, our whole team would have been – done minus a handful.
Was Pac-Man
guys
on any of them teams?
Nah, he was. I never played with Pac-Man. He came after I left. But just things that guys were doing, man, that I just thought was normal. And then as you get older, you realize, like, whoa,
hell no,
they was getting away with this and doing that.
We thought it was normal because it was the only thing that we knew at that time.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's fair too. Let's pay off the tease. LeBron James announces his retirement. Are y'all buying that or
no? Nope. You know? I'm not buying it at all. I think emotions were involved when he made that statement, being that he had just been swept by the Denver Nuggets, a team in which TJ would never cheer for. But he's always stated that, listen, he wants to play basketball with his son. And I think that that right there will, you know, propel him to keep playing. If it's another 2 years, that's what he has wanted to do, is play with his son. But trust me, LeBron James has too much pride to walk away from basketball after just being swept in the playoff series by the Denver Nuggets. He's going to come back to avenge his legacy.
He's still one of the best players in the world. He's not leaving. Silent threat. That's what that was, a silent threat.
Who was the threat to?
The threat is management.
The threat is to management.
What does the threat mean? Get some more players or what? What is the threat? Kyrie Irving.
That's what he want. He want Kyrie Irving. That's a silent threat, bro. I'm telling you, it's a silent threat.
I mean, you do have the ear to everybody's camp, so you do know a lot of things.
I don't have the ear to none of that. I just believe it's a – I mean, Kyrie Irving was at game four. He's frequent the Laker playoff games. It's a silent threat. Go get Kyrie. Spend this money. Who cares about the luxury tax, trade D'Lo.
Let's get Kyrie. It's out of control.
We got JKS coming up next. That's Jonas Knox. We appreciate y'all dialing in, man. Stay tuned. This is Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.